Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday lashed out at Ukrainian cross-border attacks, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is describing a Ukrainian incursion into the country's southwestern Kursk region as a large-scale provocation, as his officials say they're fighting off cross-border raids for a second day. Ukrainian officials are remaining quiet about the scope of the operation. If confirmed, the cross-border foray would be among Ukraine's largest since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022, and unprecedented for its deployment of Ukrainian military units. Kyiv's aim could be to draw Russian reserves to the area and potentially weaken Moscow's offensive operations in several parts of Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Egypt's civil aviation ministry says it's ordered Egyptian Airlines to avoid Iranian airspace for 3 hours on Thursday after a notice from Tehran to do so because of military exercises. The warning comes amid soaring tensions in the region following last week's assassination of terrorist group Hamas's leader in Tehran. The ministry said the warning came in a notice sent by Iran to all commercial airlines. Israel has been bracing for an attack by Iran over the assassination. Chile's President Gabriel Boric said on Wednesday he does not recognize Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's self-proclaimed victory, he called it, in the country's hotly contested election late last month. The rejection of Maduro's claim that he won the July 28th election by the center-left Boric echoes similar positions adopted by his counterparts across Latin America, including in Guatemala, Argentina, and Peru. This is VOA News. Aid group Doctors Without Borders says it is concerned about an unprecedented surge in malnutrition in northeastern Nigeria. Timothy Obuzu has more from Abuja.
Doctors Without Borders, also known by its French acronym MSF, says it recorded an alarming 23,000 cases of severe malnutrition in Nigeria's Bauchi state between January and June this year, a 120% increase over the same period a year before. The group on Tuesday also said overall malnutrition in the West African nation increased by 40% nationwide and warned that without immediate intervention, the situation could become catastrophic. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
A court in Thailand ordered the dissolution of the Progressive Move Forward Party, which won national elections in 2023, saying it violated the constitution by proposing an amendment of a law against defaming the country's royal family. The constitutional court said it voted unanimously to dissolve the party because its campaign to amend the law amounted to an attempt to overthrow the nation's constitutional monarchy. The ruling on Wednesday also imposed a 10-year ban on political activity on those who held the party's executive positions while it campaigned for the proposed amendment. Drones warned New York City residents about storm flooding, but the Spanish translation wasn't great, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
New York City emergency management officials apologizing for a hard-to-understand flood warning in what was said to be Spanish from a drone flying over some neighborhoods. People pointing out in social media postings the Spanish version was incomprehensible. The city's OEM commissioner says the problem was the recording, not the translation. On Tuesday, Mayor Eric Adams explaining the city's usage of the technology.
We have to meet people where they are in notifications so they can be prepared.
Julie Walker, New York.
Ocean temperatures in the Great Barrier Reef reached the highest they've been in 400 years over the past decade, research published on Wednesday in the journal Nature found. Researchers from Melbourne University in Australia were able to compare recent ocean temperatures to historical ones by using coral skeleton samples from the Coral Sea to reconstruct sea surface temperature data from 1618 to 1995. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA